Hey, friends, and welcome to episode 219 of It's About Time, a podcast sharing stories and strategies to inspire better work, life, and balance. I'm your host, time management coach, and author of Time Management Essentials, Anna Dearman Cornick. And in today's episode, we're taking a slightly different path from our typical episodes. Now, if you've been with me for a while, you know that I usually talk about the deeper aspects of time management, like how it all starts with a clear vision for your future and aligning your actions with your core values. That's the foundation of everything we discuss here. But every now and then, it's fun to shake things up a little bit, right? So today, I'm putting aside my usual deep dive to share something a little lighter, yet surprisingly effective. 7 fun little productivity hacks that are worth a test drive. Y'all know I'm not typically a huge fan of quick fixes, but hey, sometimes little tips can serve as stepping stones toward more profound changes in how we manage our time and lives. And even if they don't, they might shave off a few minutes here and there. And as we all know, all of those minutes add up. So in today's episode, I'm telling you about the 2-minute solution that you need when you are overwhelmed by a million tiny tasks in your day. You'll hear about how theme days can transform your productivity when you have a lot of different projects going on. I'll share not one, not two, but 3 digital productivity hacks that you need ASAP to reduce digital overwhelm and up your efficiency. And finally, we're going to talk clothes. I'm going to tell you how getting dressed in the morning can reduce your decision fatigue. And because I know you're probably hacking your productivity at the moment by doubling up, and maybe you're listening in the car while you're running errands, or you're doing stuff around the house like washing dishes or folding laundry, I know it might be a little inconvenient for you to stop what you're doing and take notes. Have no fear, I've got you covered. You can find all the details from this episode over in the show notes, plus links to any of the resources I'll mention. Today's show notes can be found over at abouttimepodcast.com/219. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's dive into these 7 simple yet effective productivity hacks that you can start using today to make the most of your time and add a little extra boost to your daily routine. And with that, it's about time we get started. So let's get this show on the road.
You're listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Around here, we believe that busy is not a badge of honor. Your host, Anna Dearman Cornick, is here to share tips and strategies to help you make the most of your time. Listen in on real conversations and success stories to find out how other go-getters are getting things done. If you're ready to step away from the overwhelm and spend your time on what matters most, then you're in the right place. Here's your host, time management coach, Anna Dearman Cornick.
Before we get started, remember, while these hacks are great for a quick fix, the real magic happens when we align our time management with our core values and our long-term vision. So let's kick things off with our first hack, the 2-minute rule. Have you ever heard of the 2-minute rule? It's deceptively simple, but incredibly powerful. Here's the gist. If a task comes your way and it can be done in 2 minutes or less, do it now. That's right. No procrastinating, no putting it on a to-do list. Just get it done. So why is this so effective? Well, it's all about not letting those little bitty small tasks pile up. If you work with me, you know I like to call them pebbles. And I'm going to guess that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Tasks like replying to that quick email, hanging up your coat, filing a document, or even just putting your coffee cup in the sink. These tasks might seem trivial, but when they accumulate, they can become overwhelming and clutter both your physical space and your mind. By tackling these little tasks right away, you're keeping your space and your to-do list clear, which means you can focus on the bigger, more important tasks without distraction. And let's be honest, it's also incredibly satisfying to complete these tasks, and it gives you a sense of accomplishment, and it keeps you in a productive mindset. So I challenge you to try the 2-minute rule. Next time you think, I'll just do this later, stop and ask yourself, can I do this in 2 minutes? Oh, and be realistic, please. If you think it's going to take you 2 minutes, but it really is going to take 30, be honest with yourself. But if the answer really is, yeah, I can do this in 2 minutes or less, just do it. You'll be amazed at how much smoother your day will go. All right, Moving on from the ultra-quick two-minute rule, let's dive into something a bit more structured yet equally transformative. Theme days. Now, this is a hack that I love so much, I included it as one of the three main tools in your time management Swiss Army knife in my book, Time Management Essentials. Picture this, it's Monday morning. You're starting your week, and instead of being bombarded by a random assortment of tasks, you know that Monday is your Make It Happen Monday. That's right. Each day of the week gets a specific theme or a focus. So for example, Tuesdays could be for meetings, Wednesdays could be for creative projects, Thursdays for networking or client outreach, and Fridays for planning and reflection. The beauty of themed days lies in their simplicity. By dedicating each day to a specific type of task, you streamline your focus. It cuts down on the chaos, the task switching, and the mental load of juggling too many different types of tasks in a single day. Now you might be thinking, but Anna, what if something urgent pops up? And let's be real, it usually does. The trick here is flexibility within the structure. While you focus mainly on the day's theme, you're still available for those inevitable urgent tasks. But here's the catch. Most tasks usually aren't as urgent as they seem, and they can often wait for their theme day. I've personally found that theme days reduce decision fatigue. You know those moments when you have so many different tasks that you can tackle? You end up spending more time deciding what to do than actually doing it? Theme days help eliminate that feeling. You're able to start your day with a clear focus, which is a game changer for your overall productivity. And here's a tip. When you're planning out your theme days, try to align them with your natural weekly rhythm. If you know that you're more energetic earlier in the week, that might be the best time for tasks that require more creativity or concentration. And then less demanding tasks can be reserved for when your energy is a little bit lower later in the week. Okay, and here's a bonus tip. Theme days are just more fun with alliteration, and that is a scientific fact. Think Money Monday or Website Wednesday, Finance Friday. And don't forget, theme days are for more than just work tasks. You can use theme days to make your meal planning easier. I'm talking Meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday, and Air Fryer Friday. So give it a try. Play around with different themes and see how this method can transform your week and maybe even make it a little more fun. And for a deeper dive, check out Chapter 4 in Time Management Essentials, where I talk even more about how to use theme days in your work and your life. So next up, let's talk about managing our digital communication without letting it overrun our day. So I like to call this approach having scheduled tech checks. And it's kind of inspired by the famous Dr. Pepper time. Do you remember that, Dr. Pepper time? So back in the day, Dr. Pepper commercials used to recommend drinking Dr. Pepper at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. So 10, 2, and 4 was Dr. Pepper time. And you know what? Most of the time when I mention Dr. Pepper time, people have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'm going to have to find a link to an old commercial and put it in the show notes so you know what I'm talking about. But having scheduled tech checks or communication checks or email blocks, whatever you want to call it, it's a structured yet flexible way to handle emails and other technology-based tasks like checking Slack or checking other text messages or communication. So here's how it works. Instead of constantly checking your email, having your email up on your screen all day, responding to Slack messages as soon as they come in and getting sucked into the unending vortex of messages, set specific times to check your tech, a tech check. And I recommend three times a day at 10, 2, and 4. 10 o'clock is just enough time to let you get into your day before you get diverted by all of the communication that's waiting for you. 2 p.m. is great for after lunch. And then 4 p.m. is great for a wrap up before you end your day. So think of 10, 2, and 4 as possible tech check times. So during your tech checks, you dive into your emails, you respond to messages, you check your social media notifications or any other tech-based tasks that you need to handle. And the key here is to limit this checking, this activity, to these specific times And outside of these windows, you focus entirely on your other tasks without the distraction of incoming emails or pings or dings or vibrations or whatever. This method will work wonders for your productivity. First, it helps you take control of your time and attention. Instead of being at the mercy of every notification, you're setting boundaries. It's a way of telling yourself and others that, yes, while you are accessible, you're not on demand available 24/7. You are not Netflix. Second, batching these tasks, batching all of this checking, it improves your efficiency. Because when you handle similar tasks all in one sitting, you get into a groove and you're able to process them faster compared to addressing them sporadically throughout the day. Now I get it. You might worry about missing something urgent, but here's a tip. Set expectations with your colleagues, your clients, or your team about your response times. And if something is truly urgent, they can always call you. But as you'll find, most things truly can wait a few hours or maybe even just another 30 minutes until your next tech check. So I encourage you, give tech checks a try. You might be surprised at how much more you can get done in a day when you're not constantly reacting and responding to every email or notification that comes your way. Moving on to a different kind of productivity hack, let's talk about your physical workspace. I call this next one the 10-minute tidy. It's a simple yet surprisingly effective way to ramp up your focus and productivity. So here's how this works. Set aside just 10 minutes at the end of your day for tidying up your workspace. It doesn't have to be a deep clean, just a quick straighten up. Organize your papers, clear off your desk, put pens back in their holder, maybe even wipe down surfaces if you feel compelled. The idea is just to reset your space. So when you start work the next day, you're not greeted by yesterday's chaos. Now the question is, does a tidy desk really make that much of a difference? And I'm here to tell you, yes, yes, it does. A cluttered workspace can lead to a cluttered mind. It can be distracting and sometimes even stressful to sit down to a mess. It's almost like starting your day already behind. And on the other hand, a clean and organized workspace can be incredibly refreshing and motivating, energizing almost. This hack also instills a wonderful sense of closure at the end of your workday. It's a great addition to a workday shutdown routine because it's a signal to your brain that work is done and it's time to switch off or switch to another role like being a parent, a partner, or just taking time for yourself. If you have kids, you can even involve them in a 10-minute tidy for their space. It's a great way to start teaching them organization skills and the importance of taking care of their environment. So I recently taught my 5-year-old Millie how to reset the living room by putting all the throw pillows back on the sofa because they always end up on the floor, putting blankets back in the blanket basket, and making sure that the rug is clear of toys and shoes. It only takes her a few minutes, and it gives her a responsibility that can grow with her over time. So I challenge you to try this for a week, just 10 minutes at the end of your workday, and see how it affects your productivity and your mindset whenever you start work the next day. It's a small investment of time for a potentially big return in productivity and peace of mind. Okay, y'all, so I know we could all probably use a little more time in our day, right? You're no stranger to busy schedules and intentionally filling them up to the brim because you just have so much to get done. But sometimes it feels like you don't really ever have the time to just slow down and enjoy the simple things. Simple things like when my toddlers are giggling and playing nicely together in the backyard, or when a Sunday afternoon nap sounds too good to pass up. We all want more time to enjoy these kinds of things, right? Well, if you love personality quizzes like I do, then you're in for a treat. In my new quiz, which you can take for free at annadcornick.com/quiz, I'm helping you uncover what it will take to get you from chaos to calm, to finally feel like you have space in your days. I know it can feel downright frustrating to keep using the same old time management strategies that just don't seem to work for you. You've got the planners, the calendars, the apps. You're doing all the things, but you still feel like you have no time. And that's because you need time management strategies that work for your personality and your life. In my 10 plus years working in crisis communications and chaos management, and all the time I've spent with my clients, I've learned that everyone has their own needs. And knowing what those needs are can really help you discover the best approach to planning your days. Knowing yourself can help you ease up busy schedules and find more calm and clarity in your week. Do you want to know how to get there? To have more breathing room in your days? Let's figure out your time management personality type so you can uncover exactly what you need to do to feel more productive, less stressed, and more balanced. You can take the quiz at annadcornick.com/quiz, and I'll make sure to link to the quiz in our show notes. All right, on with the show. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about a different kind of tidying up. And this is a weekly digital declutter. In our digitally dominated world, it is not just our physical spaces that get cluttered. Our digital spaces need regular cleaning too. I'm looking at you, camera roll, with a million screenshots in it. So what exactly is a digital declutter? Well, it's really just taking a set time each week, let's say 15 minutes, to organize and clean up your digital life. This could include unsubscribing from email lists that no longer serve you, deleting apps that you don't use, organizing your files, and even clearing out those endless tabs you have open on your browser. And by the way, I dedicated an entire episode to doing a digital declutter back in episode 64. So why is this so important? Well, digital clutter can be just as overwhelming as physical clutter. It can slow down your devices, make it hard to find important files or emails, and generally contribute to a sense of being overwhelmed. Nobody wants that. A clean digital space can lead to a clearer mind and a more focused approach to your work and your life. So start by setting a recurring appointment with yourself to do your digital declutter. I like to do mine on Fridays at the end of my finance and admin Friday routine. So here are a few ideas for your digital declutter agenda. Unsubscribe from emails that you always delete anyway. Organize your desktop and your digital files. Review and uninstall apps that you haven't used in the past month. And clear out your download folder and empty your recycle bin. It's amazing how these small actions can make a big difference. Just like the 10-minute tidy for your physical space, this digital version helps in creating a more streamlined, less distracting digital environment. And remember, the goal here isn't perfection, it's progress. It's okay if you don't clean out every single unneeded app or file on your computer in 15 minutes on a Friday. But even if you only get through just a few tasks, get a few things cleaned out in that 15 minutes, you're still moving forward. And over time, you will start to notice how much easier it is to work in a decluttered digital space. So give it a try. Make it a part of your routine and see how it transforms your digital experience. So let's move on to a productivity hack that doubles as a communication hack. It's called the 5-sentence email. In our fast-paced world, being concise is a superpower, especially when it comes to emails. The concept is straightforward. Just challenge yourself to keep every email you send to just 5 sentences or fewer. That's right, no more than 5. Communicating in only 5 sentences, well, it forces you to get to the point and communicate clearly and effectively. So why does this work? Well, first, it actually saves you time. Writing long emails can be time-consuming, not just for you, but also for the person on the receiving end. I mean, how likely are you to procrastinate reading an entire email when you open it up and it feels like you're getting hit by a wall of text? When you keep your emails short and sweet, you're respecting both your time and theirs. Second, the 5-sentence email forces you to be extra clear with your communication. When you have only 5 sentences to get your message across, you cut out the fluff and you focus on what's truly important, less rambling, and more clarity often leads to more effective communication and quicker decision-making. Now, this doesn't mean that your emails need to be cold or impersonal. You can still be warm and friendly in 5 sentences. The key is to be succinct. Just start with a greeting, state your purpose, add necessary details, and then close with a clear call to action or conclusion. And of course, there will always be exceptions where more detailed communication is needed. But for the vast majority of emails, I'm gonna bet 5 sentences is more than enough. So I encourage you, try this out. And notice not just the time you save, but also how it can change the way you think about and draft your messages. You might just find that the 5-sentence email becomes your new favorite thing. And as we wrap up today's episode, let's talk about a hack that might be a little bit less about managing time and more about simplifying life choices, which still makes it a productivity hack. And it's called a capsule wardrobe. This hack is all about minimizing your wardrobe to a set number of essential items that you love and that go well together. Here's how it works. You pick out a number of versatile quality pieces that you can mix and match. And this could be around 30 to 40 items, including clothing, shoes, and accessories. The key is to focus on items that you feel great in and that work well for a variety of occasions. So back in episode 150, I talked with Jenny Eversoll, the CEO of Style Space, all about how to save time with a capsule wardrobe. So definitely check that one out if you're curious about what a capsule wardrobe could look like for you. So how does this fit under the productivity hack umbrella? Well, think about it. How much time do we spend in the morning deciding what to wear? By having a streamlined wardrobe, you reduce decision fatigue. And with a capsule wardrobe, every choice is a good choice because everything works well together. Not only does this save you time in the morning, but it also reduces the stress of decision-making. Plus, it can lead to a more sustainable and intentional lifestyle, as you're more likely to invest in quality pieces that last longer instead of constantly buying new trendy items that are only going to be around for, I don't know what, a month, a season. And I'm also not telling you that you need to go the Steve Jobs route and wear a black turtleneck and dad jeans every day. Getting started with a capsule wardrobe can be as simple as going through your current wardrobe and choosing your favorite pieces that fit well and make you feel confident. The goal is not to limit yourself, but to create an efficient, versatile mix and match wardrobe that makes getting dressed super easy. If you spend literally 2.5 seconds on my Instagram profile, you'll see that I wear a lot of blue. And that's intentional. Not only is it my favorite color, but I find that different shades of blue tend to be really easy to mix and match. So my closet is a lot of light blue, royal blue, navy, and neutrals like white and camel. But of course, there's also a pretty decent purple and gold section for LSU games. And then of course, there's the purple, green, and gold section for Mardi Gras. But you'll mostly find blue. And that makes my life so much easier. Try it out and see how it feels. Literally right now, I'm wearing a soft navy long sleeve tee and a light blue sweater jacket thing and navy leggings. So try it out and see how it feels. You might be surprised at how liberating it is to have fewer choices and how much time and energy you can save when getting ready each day becomes so much simpler. So there you have it. 7 quick win productivity hacks that can bring a little extra efficiency and fun into your everyday life. From procrastination busting 2-minute rule to the lifestyle shift of a capsule wardrobe, each of these hacks could be a small but meaningful way to streamline your day and reclaim some precious time. But as we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you of something important. While these hacks are fun and can definitely provide a boost to your daily productivity, saving you a few minutes here and there, productivity hacks are not the foundation of effective time management. Remember, at the heart of truly managing your time well is a clear vision for your future and living in alignment with your core values. These hacks, think of them as the cherry on top, useful and a bit delightful, but not the sundae itself. And honestly, I don't even really like cherries, so that's probably a bad example, but you know what I mean. When it comes to time management, the real magic happens when you start with that bigger picture. your goals, your dreams, and the things that matter most to you. Creating a life that reflects who you are and what you stand for. And sometimes it's okay to sprinkle in a few shortcuts and time savers that hacks like this offer. So as you go about your week, try out some of these hacks. See what happens. Have fun with them. See what works for you and what doesn't. Chances are all of them won't work for you, but you'll never know if you don't try. And don't forget to keep your eyes on the bigger prize. A life well-lived, aligned with your vision and your values. As always, all of the details from today's episode can be found over in the show notes at abouttimepodcast.com/219, including that Dr. Pepper Time commercial that I know you're dying to see. All right, that's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Head over to www.abouttimepodcast.com to join the conversation. Check out the show notes and dive into bonus content so you can start living your best life today. Love this episode? Be sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.